For this week's podcast on English.com, we're going to talk about jobs and also play a little game. Now, Jackie is thinking about a job and I have to guess what it is. So have you thought about your job, Jackie?
Yes, I've got a job.
Okay. And I'm only allowed to ask yes-no type questions. Right. So the first question, Jackie, do you work in a shop?
No, I don't.
Do you work in an office?
No, I don't.
Do you work outside?
Yes, usually it's outside.
Do you work on your own?
No, I don't. I work in a team.
Is it a dangerous job?
Yes, it is a little... Yes, it's quite dangerous.
Do you wear a uniform?
Yes, I have to wear a uniform. And it helps me with the job as well. It protects me in my job.
Oh. Can I guess?
Yes, of course you can.
Are you a fireman?
No, I'm a firefighter. I'm a woman. You say firefighter nowadays.
All right, fair enough.
And in fact, in Britain, there are 500 women who are firefighters.
500?
Exactly.
Wow. But don't you have to be quite strong and fit to be a firefighter?
Yes, it's a very physical job, so it is actually important to be very fit and healthy.
Ah, okay, good. All right.
Have you got a job?
Yes.
Can I ask you some questions?
Yes.
Okay. Is your job well paid?
Yes.
Is it an unusual job?
No, I don't think it's unusual.
Is it an office job?
I spend a bit of time in an office, but it's not really an office job, no.
So you don't work regular hours in an office?
I don't think so, no.
Do you work irregular hours?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Do you work on your own?
No.
Do you work with other people then?
Yes.
Do you wear any special clothes for your job?
I don't wear a uniform, but if I am outside on a job, I may have to wear something special.
Special clothes.
Yes.
If I see you wearing these clothes, I know what your job is.
Probably, yes. Not necessarily clothes.
Do you have special equipment?
Yes.
Do you work in the street?
Not really.
Do you travel a lot?
Yes.
So you travel quite a lot with your special equipment?
Yes, I think so.
Can both men and women do this job?
It's mainly a male job, but there is absolutely no reason why a woman can't do it, and I think more women are doing this job.
Okay, can you give me a clue?
It's a little bit scientific, perhaps, and you don't need a special uniform, but you may, when you're on site, you may need to wear some special clothes, perhaps. Not clothes, but some protective things.
I have no idea.
Well, when you're on site, you're outside.
So, are you working on a building site?
Perhaps on a building site, yes. Not necessarily just a building.
Are you an architect?
Similar, yes. So, an architect designs buildings. I can also do bridges or things like that.
Are you a civil engineer?
Yes.
Oh, that was a difficult one.
Well, engineer, I think, well, I would have accepted.
Okay, well done. Now, before we finish, I have three questions to ask you about work practice in the UK. All right? Okay. Tell me, what percentage of British people do you think walk to work?
Ooh, that's a difficult question, because I think most people living in cities don't walk to work, but maybe people who live in the countryside might walk to work. 15%.
Okay, question number two. On average, how many minutes do people spend on their lunch break?
Ooh.
I think officially we're meant to have
1 hour.
1 hour,
60
exactly.
minutes.
Mm-hmm. So,
but you're saying the truth.
People were asked how long they actually spent having lunch. How many minutes do you think on average someone in Britain spends having lunch?
I think some people don't take a lunch break and some people take their whole hour. So maybe I'd say 30 minutes.
All right. And the last question, when you apply for a job, you usually fill in a CV, right?
Yes.
In America, is that called a resume?
Resume in America.
Okay. Not everybody tells the truth when they fill in a CV, right?
Yes.
So who is most likely to lie? Well, who is most likely to exaggerate the truth, not say quite the right thing, when they fill in their CV?
Can you give me a choice?
Well, men or women, okay, and maybe the age group.
Men aged 18 to 24.
All right. I'm not going to tell you the answers, Richard, or the listeners. The answers are on our worksheets from podcastsinenglish.com this week. So download the worksheets and the answers are there.
Okay, that's great, Jackie. Thank you very much.
Okay, got to get back to work.
Bye-bye.
Bye.